Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On February 8th of 2022, the Lord told me He had a message for me while I was praying. And He told me first that with this message, He wanted me to bring a dream that I had years and years ago. And this dream actually applies more to the last video I did about the Grim Reapers. And maybe I was supposed to put that dream in that video, but I forgot to do it. So I don't know if that's the reason He wants me to put this up today, or if it has to do with the message. I'm not sure if that's connected or not. But anyway, I just am going to be obedient and bring you this dream before I read this message. Now, I'm asking all of you, please, to hang in there so you can hear the whole video, because this message that the Lord gave me was different. And during the message, I got a couple of different visions, and it shows where the Lord, what He was feeling. He showed me His heart in this message. It was sorrowful, but it was also beautiful as well. So please hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear that part. So let me go ahead and bring this dream that the Lord wanted me to share with you all. In this dream, I was at a lodge in the country in the woods, and I felt that there was danger lurking, but I knew it was far away. And I went to sleep feeling very safe because there was this watchman who was outside the lodge, so I felt very safe. The next morning, I went outside, and I saw the watchman again, and I noticed that he was very alarmed, and I asked him what was wrong, and he handed me the Geiger counter that was in his hand, and when he handed it to me, I saw that it was registering in the danger zone, and I actually saw the number of 145, and I was very alarmed when he showed me that, as he was. And I asked him if I could walk around the property to see where this radiation was coming from. Because, you know, a Geiger counter will go ahead and record how much radiation is around you. So I walked all around, and sure enough, it just registered in the danger zone everywhere I walked. And so I thought, well, maybe if I go inside the lodge, I will see what happens. So I go inside the lodge, and I notice that the Geiger counter measured, went all the way back down to 5, and it was more in the safe zone. So I was relieved that I felt safe inside the lodge. Then I looked outside, and to the left, I looked through a window, and of course, whenever you look through the window in a dream, it means something prophetic that's coming in the future. I look out a window, and I saw a hill, and there was a road coming down the hill, and on that road was an army of Grim Reapers with black hoods walking or marching down the road to the lodge, and that scared me. I was freaked out, absolutely freaked out when I saw those Grim Reapers, and that's what woke me up, and that was the end of the dream. So this dream is fairly explanatory. It doesn't need a lot of interpretation. It has something to do with radiation, whether it be from a nuke, whether it be from an electromagnetic pulse. I don't know, brothers and sisters, exactly what this dream was pointing to, but it was a warning dream about some radiation that's coming that's going to bring death. And that's, I believe, the warning of this dream. Okay, so let me go ahead now and move ahead to this message that the Lord gave me. Like I said, it was a sorrowful message. And at the beginning of the message, I actually saw our Lord Jesus walking on the beach along the side of some water. And I just felt there was a different mood in the air. Usually when I get a lot of my messages, I will be seeing the Lord at the beginning, and then he'll start giving me a message. I just kind of felt at this point that the Lord was grieving over something, and sure enough, I was right, because he starts explaining it to me a little bit more. So let me go ahead and read it to you. Here's the message. It is hard to watch all the wickedness that now abounds on the earth. The enemy of your soul is wreaking havoc and chaos everywhere. Evil is permeating through the air and the airwaves. It grieves me to see so many being deceived by him, so many hearts growing cold and distant. Never before has there been a time where evil has taken over so many hearts. This is an infiltration that has come even upon the churches. There are many who call themselves by my name that are now ice cold. They have followed man instead of me, and now will reap the consequences of their actions. Woe to those in leadership that have led my flock astray. It would be better for them if a rope had been tied around their neck and then thrown into the sea. I knew that these days of sorrow would come, and they are here now. I call out to all who can hear my voice and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The lines have been drawn, and soon sacrifices will have to be made. There is a price for following me. It will come in the form of persecution. This will be when you ultimately have to choose me over all things, including your very life. Are you willing to die for me as I died for you? Will your convictions be strong enough, or will you fold and cower away? It is easy to believe in times of peace, but it is a different story when true adversity comes. Be ready to stand up for me no matter what the outcome is. Ultimately, your reward will be eternity with me. Prepare your hearts for what is coming. Resolve to stand strong and confident no matter what befalls you. I will be with my own every step of the way. I will never leave or forsake them, for they are my cherished ones. The only Savior of the world, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Okay, so that was the first part of the message, brothers and sisters. So I waited a little bit, and I just felt that the Lord, there was going to be another message coming, and there was. So let me go ahead and read what the Lord said a little while longer, excuse me, a little while later. Get ready for what is coming. Buckle up, armor up, prepare for adversity and war, not only physically but spiritually. Many need to get ready, for they are coming home soon. The warnings have gone out, few heed them. Blow the trumpet in Zion. And then I thought maybe the message was over, but it wasn't. I then saw the Lord again in the spirit on the side of the water, brothers and sisters. But this time I saw that his hands were covering his face as if he were crying. And I tried to comfort him and I said, Lord, what can we do? Lord, what can I do? And I heard this. I heard, hold on to each other. Hold my hand and together we will get through this. And then the Lord reminded me of the time when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was crying tears of blood while his disciples were sleeping. And what I felt the Lord was trying to say when he showed me that is that he doesn't want us to be sleeping, brothers and sisters. He wants us to be wide awake with him during this time. And he said this to me. He said, don't be sleepy, but be wide awake. Know what is coming so you are not caught unaware. Be strong, be courageous, and do not waver. And then I said, Lord, what's coming that's got you so sorrowful? And I heard this. I heard, death. Death is coming. You have not seen what I have seen, but you will soon. For it to be minimized, many, many prayers need to be flooding the gates of heaven. There are very little now. The voices, or the prayers, are weak and without conviction. When I can bear it no more, I will come for my sheep. That day quickly approaches when the Father gives me the go-ahead. Then my sadness will be turned to joy. Wait for me, for I surely come. That is the good news, that I will bring my salvation with me. Okay, and then the last vision I had, brothers and sisters, was this. I saw the Lord first in his white robe. This is how we start. When I first saw him, he was in a white robe and he had a red sash that was across his chest. And then I saw him again with a white robe. And then I saw him and I saw just his hands. He put his hands out. And I saw the holes from where the nails once were. And then I looked down and I saw he had bare feet. And I saw the holes in his feet. And then I looked up at his face. And I saw that he had a crown of thorns on his head. And I just kind of held my breath. I didn't know what to say. But this is what he said to me. And it was the very last part of this message. He said, I am the sacrificial lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Okay, brothers and sisters, just reading this message again, just I can feel once again the sorrow that the Lord, our Lord, feels right now of what's coming and what is. And he asks us to continue to be bombarding the gates of heaven with our prayers, and urge all around you to be praying right now. I looked up the beginning of sorrows. The Lord called this, in this message, he called it the day of sorrow. He says these are the days of sorrow. But I looked up the beginnings of sorrow. And in Matthew 24, it talks about that these are the beginning of sorrows. And I thought, well, what are the beginnings? And right before that verse, it talks about what they are. They are, number one, deceptions. Number two, wolves in sheep clothing. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Three, there's wars and rumors of wars. Four, there's nations against nations. Five, pestilences. Six, famines. Seven, earthquakes. Brothers and sisters, we are now at the beginning of sorrows because it's a convergence of all these things, and that's what's happening right now. So seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while you still can. Shalom.